And the question is, who made black dick?
Who made it?
Did the same God make black dick that gave the white man the right to rule black man? I don't think so. No. No way in hell. God could have made the white man and made such a big black dick for me and Shelton, the so-called superior motherfucker, over me. His dick, so short. He's got his facts all fucked up and mixed up. Of course, now, science-wise, he's got it all figured out, where the white man is always on top, always the best, from a different seed, from a different planet, from a different part of nature. All right, you've got it. But you haven't figured out yet which one of your gods slipped up and gave us an apparatus, a microscopic feeling within it that turns bitches into screaming hyena. The truth is the light. And I'm delighted this evening to drop the motherfucking truth on you. And whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do ye unto them. That's right. This is the golden rule. That's what the motherfucking book said. So we are going to drop this shit on you, right? So I'm going to read it, tell it like the scripture said. I'm going to quote it from the Bible. I'm going to dig down into the path of righteousness, of love, and go back to the shores of Ethiopia and bring you up to the time of now. And show you that the theory and the concept of black dick ain't nothing but pure, unadulterated soul. Pure, unadulterated soul. And there ain't nobody gonna take nobody. It. Nobody. In the beginning, God made earth and made black dick. And this was the origin of life. God looked around and he finished this product and placed in the Garden of Eden a complete product of a man. Of a black dick. From that stage on, life became something else. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And from light came this white, jive-ass motherfucking man with no sense, no direction. He was the second stage of the creation, a wild animal. And his dick was about the size of a toothpick. Now the Lord God formed black dick from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and black dick became a living soul. And he became a man. On Whitey, the Lord breathed slowly into him and didn't give him too much to work with, because he knew that one day he would be superior. He would build. He would try to reach up and take heaven. Take him out. So God cut him short in the beginning. Fucked him up right from the beginning. The book said, the book of prophecy, he that hath a black dick will grow mighty and strong. He will be persecuted. He will be segregated. He will be killed. He will be stomped upon, taxed and double taxed, dog taxed, knocked down, kicked, make no difference, but he will grow. He will grow strong with mighty children. And all the bitches, white, red, blue, brown, will come to him in the night and curl their little pussies up next to him and open wide their mouths to receive his hot tongue. And he will place within them his strong, mighty dick. And they will say, ouch, oh, you're in too deep. And he will speak in tongues. Speak in tongue of the freaks. Tongues of the hotness of a pussy and the body of a female. Condemn? No, black dick is not condemned. It's recommend. And this old white bitch, as we said before, she walked around the Garden of Eden, with that little toothpick dick belonging to the white man. And he didn't know what to do. And the book said on the sixth day of creation, a black angel seated at the foot of the tree with a musical instrument was playing his shit and knocking out that fucking soul music. And this bitch ain't ever heard nothing like that before. Old white man, his dick still small and soft. He kept on eating the motherfucking apples. But this white bitch's pussy began to get hot. Began to tickle her spine. That old black angel play on and on. That old funky guitar. Can't you hear it now? Hey, dig them a few sounds. And next thing you knew, this bitch was on top of this little string bean toothpick white motherfucker begging him to fuck, and he wouldn't touch her. That's right, he already got orders from above not to touch this bitch. So the old black angel put down his harp, start beating on that motherfucking tree like a drum, and the next thing he knows, he was drumming this bitch up against the tree with his dick, making so much motherfucking rhythm that this bitch began to sing the St. Louis motherfucking blues. Now let's face it. Creation's a wonderful word, replete with meaning when applied to the material universe, is it not? Science has not accepted the theory that black dick is from the Bible, that God created black dick. What are the theories? that the white scientists would like to come up with to justify it. They tried to segregate the black man in religion. They tried to segregate him in the area of music. They have tried every mystery within their own vivid minds to mystify the black man's mind, but there's not a philosophical, psychological theory, not a star, not a point in the galaxy that can give you any theory or answer as to why God made black dick the most powerful, controversial weapon on earth. The veins of our dicks are strong as the lines of an electric wire, holding together a television set or a radio. It's a communication of a, it's a hot light. And this white man's been, hasn't been able to invent, create, while they selling phony dicks and made out of synthetic leather and rubber and all that shit. They haven't come up with anything. False Peters, false dicks, buy them every day. You know as well as I that Americans, white Americans, are noted for their daring and adventure, for their digging and for their exploitation and for their future ideologies and research. There's something else. They've been to the moon already. Not with a black man. Oh, no, they can't find a black man to get on that moon. They can't find a black man to get on that moon ship. No room for him. Segregate him. Afraid his black dick might get up there with some type of magnetic force and create a new Garden of Eden and all the fine bitches hidden behind the moon that belong to the black man. And these motherfucking horny, freaky, jive, sneaky motherfuckers running around here talking about Hollywood, New York, and Chicago. Shit, let that black man on the moon, and he'll find some pussy. Everybody be a bunch of motherfucking real freaks like they ought to be and be free at last. So you see, black dick not only is good on this earth to justify us for living, but it'll be good on that journey into space. And I hope that our country one day will give us the privilege to go into space. If not, when black dick takes over, we're going anyhow. The grandfather of black dick is 40 billion miles from the sun. Now, if you want to get to that motherfucker and do him in, you better find a way to do it. And the white man is such a motherfucker Superman, he might find a way. But in the meantime, he better get it together. No matter what he does, black dick has made the black man see the light. So you see, in conclusion, I want you to remember this. As long as there is a moon, as long as there is a sun, as long as there is a star in the heavens up there, there will be a black dick standing by doing its thing. For it only needs air and someone to appreciate it. And when that appreciation comes from within himself, he'll be a man. By the way, the white scientists have found recently, though, through investigations, that black dick was advanced by at least 100,000 years. And that black pussy by 50,000 at least. So you see, all I've said to you sounded perhaps like it was bullshit. Sucking and the fucking, the dick, the pussy, all of this, the behavior, the patterns, the billions of years when black dick had its height and now it's coming back. They're rising out of death. No one wanted to believe Columbus that the world was round. But you better believe me when I tell you that no x-ray, no type of machine can come up with the answer about black dick. It's not visible within, only from without. Makes no difference if you're African, Methodist, Episcopalian, if you're black and you've got some cum within you, the multi-cells increase themselves in the process of creativeness and holiness and forms a better child and for a better universe day by day and will give you the strength to go on in your own way if you stop bullshitting. I've seen it bitter cold in Chicago and New York and New England. White men heavily covered up, running out to get inside where it's warm. Black men running to get inside where it's warm. We open the door, we wait in the piss house, and a white man can't get his dick out. It's so soft and cold. Black man's dick hard, long, and pissing hot and strong. Scientists still can't figure out how can a black man piss, hot piss, in cold weather with a hard dick. It is best for white people to know at last that black dick will dominate sooner or later. Joined by voting for a liberal congressman. Ain't that some shit? Damn a liberal black congressman. congressmen vote for the Black Dick Party. There'll be no liberalism. It'll be all free love, all freedom to all, and power to the people. There'll be no thievery. They'll be fucking and having a good time. So in conclusion, let me say, you have nothing to fear when our party takes over, because he fears Black Dick, fears truth. Now, this is a fact. The perfect lover is the one who loves all creation. And that means that you love the Black Dick, for it is perfect. The master lover is the one who possesses a rich imagination. The black man's always had a rich imagination. You can't cut him down, because he creates an image of life. It's unlimited with the possibilities that he has. He's just a good fucking funky lover. And if you love it, join him. Join him like you join the footsteps of Jesus Christ, who said, love thy neighbors, give unto him the goodness from your heart. For what shall it profit a man to gain the world and lose his own soul and have no heart? A black man has a heart, and in that heart is a dick, long and ready and 400 years overdue. This is our party's platform. We're beyond the slogan of we shall overcome. We're beyond singing your songs and walking the picket line. We are beyond the hopes and dreams of yesterday. We are living today. And you can't cut our tongues out, and you can't shorten up our dicks. For when our dick sees the light, and the light is shining stronger every day for it, then we'll say to you and to you, our party will win. Back us up today. Vote for Black Dick in the 1970s. Black Dick will show what true equality should have been today. We'll be right back.
Outer space. Space is the place. Space is the place. Space is the place. Yeah, space is the place.
Space is the place.
Space is the place.
Space is the place.
Space is the place. Yeah, space is the place.
Eh bien, les exerciceurs, c'est fini pour cette semaine. Au début de l'émission, vous avez entendu Manu Dibango, Charles Mingus, Lenny White, Funkadelic, Lightning Rod avec Jimi Hendrix, Cool and Together, Last Poet, Eddie Gale, Amiri Baraka, James Blood Ulmer, André Williams, Apollo Stars, King Can, The Revolution, Black Merda, Black Dick for Presidents, Ducros, Sonra et un petit bout de Fela Kuti. On va finir avec ça. Je vous dis à dans deux semaines pour une autre édition des exerciceurs sur les ondes de CKUT à Tumeguil.
Lower fire. Voilà.